This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of The Thirsty Hour. Before we start, make sure you have your water, make sure you have some juice, some protein shake even, because guys, we're gonna get really, really thirsty. Maybe even put on some, I don't know, non-slip socks, because it's gonna get really wet around here. I'm sorry, okay, the show is called The Thirsty Hour, so if I throw in a few wet jokes, we can't be surprised.
Not surprised.
I'm going along with the theme. So before we also start, let me know in the comment section down below if you like the wet jokes and also what you like about the episode. And while you're at it, maybe comment some of your weird obsessions. And I'm not talking about like the, oh, Deb, I sometimes shower and I pee in the shower. That's not a good obsession. Or even like the, I sleep with socks on, the basic ones. I want y'all to comment the juicy, the raunchy, the fun ones, because in today's episode, we're going to get into some of my strange obsessions, which, for a little teaser, we have Bruno Mars, maybe talking with a southern accent, maybe biting people, maybe some fan fictions. Oh, we have a lot to get into. Now, I thought, since we're talking about recent obsessions, that I tease y'all with, you know, one of mine, which brings us to our first segment. We're going to be listening to some boyfriend ASMR. I hope you're cheering. I hope you're kicking your feet, biting your lip, and I hope you're happy, because we're going to listen to some audios, some boyfriend audios. I don't know if we're all familiar with them. I know I am. I don't know if Evelyn is.
I'm not.
No. I actually filmed a video recently. Well, not recently, actually. It was me like listening to them, and that was like my first time ever like going online and searching up boyfriend audios. After I filmed that video, y'all, it opened the floodgates. It opened up something inside of me that
should have been closed. Should have been kept closed.
It should have been closed. It changed my brain chemistry. And I'm just like, this art form, this new
dirty Pandora's box. That's what
this is. This dirty Pandora's box, y'all, it had to be explored. And
oh my gosh.
Ever since I started, let's just say I haven't stopped.
Uh-oh. That's hot.
Y'all have to hear me out. Like, once you give it a listen, once we listen together, once we explore that section, I feel like after this, you're going to be like, Deb, I get it. So I got sent a few boyfriend ASMR videos on the YouTube, and we're going to take a listen. Now, usually I listen on Reddit, so I actually don't know, like, what the vibe of these audios are going to be. I mean, I'm hoping they're good, because, like, my standards are pretty high, I would say. No, but we're going to take a listen together. So the first one, and Evelyn, feel free to pitch in and tell me which one you think calls that to your spirit. Your boyfriend calls you mommy by accident. Yeah,
you would pick that one.
I would pick it. Not too much, Evelyn. She's always so sassy in these little things.
No, I'm just telling the truth.
Hey.
Sorry.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay.
Y'all, did he just run a marathon? Did you just run a 10K? The whole video started. I sound like that after I go to the gym.
Imagine you're sleeping and all you hear is.
No, if okay, I no, hear that okay. On my neck, I'm swinging. I'm swinging oh immediately. Gosh. Okay, sorry.
Guys, let me continue.
Wow, it's only been 18 minutes. I'm so sorry.
He's distraught. He might be going through. Who knows what's going on?
Oh, wait, I forgot to read this. It says masculine to subby boyfriend.
Okay, sure.
Right up your alleyway, dominatrix.
Are you talking to yourself? Where's the mirror?
Excuse me? That was rude.
Let's play.
I'm okay, sweetheart. I am. Yes. I'm sweating. I don't feel like it.
Sorry, I can't take these seriously. Okay. My standards are just so high, y'all. I'm a Reddit audio listener. I don't go on the YouTube to listen to these things, but I'll give it a chance.
Oh my god, there's a big puddle right there.
What the hell? Did he just piss himself? Oh my gosh. Did you hear what he said?
There's a puddle. Right, he hasn't even gotten anywhere. He's just talking. There's a puddle.
Yeah, a lot of yapping. Sometimes you have to skip to like a minute in to get into the wet noise. Ooh, not too much, Evelyn. I'm skipping to 2 minutes in. It's the equivalent of skipping to chapter 5 in a Wattpad. You go to chapter 1, it's like, here are the characters, da da da. Chapter 5, oh, we're getting the real smut. Who said that?
You?
Not me. Okay.
I need to tell you something. I need to tell you something, please.
He needs to tell us something.
What was the light switch?
Sorry.
I just need to set up for this.
Oh, the sub is coming out. Did you feel that? Did we feel the submissive energy in the room? It's like a shift, an aura.
I mean, it's lingering, I guess. The air is getting lingering. Heavy.
I wonder when he calls you mommy. You know what I love about YouTube? They have that thing where it says like the most replayed moment in the video now. So now I can skip all this yapping and skip to 8 minutes and 58 seconds.
Like, I just want him to call me mommy already.
Waiting because y'all.
Yeah, like, don't. You'll explain.
Hello,
you know.
Clickbait. Like, just hurry up and call me. Oh gosh, I need a cigarette. Okay, let me skip to 8:48 and see. Because that's where the rise is. Yeah, there's a rise in this video. Let's skip to the one gets good. Oh my gosh, the marathon breathing. Shut up. Oh, sorry. I'm picky because I listen to
you really
a lot.
Get into character.
No, I just... Bex, you know me. I have high standards. I can't do the... Why are you so out of breath? Do you have asthma? Ugh.
You're really okay. You promised me that you're okay with me acting subby sometimes and...
Sorry.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I just... threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Sorry. I never want to hear that again.
That is disgusting.
No, actually, what was that? You know what? Maybe the action's coming.
You know, wanting to rest my head on your thighs. Or on your boobs, even.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you lost me there. You actually lost me.
I would literally start laughing and cackling if someone's like, can I just rest your head on your thighs or your boobs?
Don't say that. Don't say that and look at me.
No, what do you mean?
Get away.
I don't.
Leave me alone.
No means no.
I guess that was. I'm going to give him like maybe 10 seconds to call me mom. Ew, I hate that sentence.
You said it, not me, boom.
I'm going to give him a few more.
Thank you, mommy.
He rested his head on you.
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
He said it. That was the rise.
Oh, like, thank the Lord, it's over. You've been breathing so heavy so much for so long.
That was it.
I forgot that was the point of it.
Literally. No, I don't know what happened.
No, because like for a solid 5 minutes, and then a pause, a 2 minute pause.
Why did it take him 9 minutes to call me mommy?
I don't know.
Oh, that's the sub part. He's nervy.
Oh, okay.
How did you feel?
I felt something, you know? I felt a feel. Can you read like 2 comments of that and then next video? Because that was, child, I need a drink.
His laugh during 12:58 is so cute, I swear. Let's listen, y'all. That was so cynical. Wait, no, that sounds like a laugh I would hear before someone slashes my throat. Throat is gone. Throat is cut off. I would rate that, I'll give it 4 out of 10. 5 out of 10, actually. That wasn't bad.
I'll give it a 3 for now.
0.5.
But, you know, maybe in other videos he could get better.
Who knows? Should we do one more? I think we should. Maybe just one more. Silent treatment won't stop me. Flirty.
Just do it. Your tongue was sticking out anyways.
My tongue isn't sticking out this whole video. Sorry.
Should we do this one? Your tongue is sticking out.
I'm trying
out.
To pretend to hate this. Yeah. But it's an obsession. Give it a chance.
Hey, beautiful.
I already hate this.
I missed you.
princess.
At least there's less pauses, less breathing.
This video is 50 minutes long, y'all, and I've got a long list of obsessions to go through, and I'm short on patience, so we're gonna skip to the most replayed moment. That's around 11 minutes and 59 seconds. How clickbaity is that? The most replayed is 12 minutes in. He knew what he was doing. Okay.
And because it's been more than a week, you're like, where's my hoodie?
He sounds so bored.
He's like annoyed, isn't he?
I think I'm giving him silent treatment, and he's the one that's saying, that won't stop me. But just an assumption, I don't know.
But I'm like, what are you talking about? Because technically, hear me out now. Technically.
What does he keep saying? Technically. Say technically one more time. I'll slap you. Why does he keep saying that?
My favorite part.
Ugh.
I didn't buy a new hoodie yet. So how could I have given you my old one?
If this guy was talking to me, the whole time my face will look like something stinks.
Oh, it's that pussy. Wait, that was like the...
Oh my god.
That was the hump.
That was the rise? That's why people got excited over it? You know what? Maybe they're all doing what you're doing.
What am I doing?
Trying to get to the end of it.
Everybody's just skipping ahead to see.
He just got caught in the wrong spot. I was confused for most of this. And also, like, what are you, an AI?
Maybe try something else. I don't know. It's like, I feel like he definitely has a lot of videos. He has 60,000 subscribers. If you've got a fan base, keep doing what you're doing. But okay, y'all, by skipping ahead to the most replayed, I missed the chapters at the bottom. Shame on me. So reading them now, I'm seeing some chapters at 40 seconds. We have bombastic sigh. And then at 102, we have tattooed. And I think somebody commented on one of those things. So the curiosity in me, y'all, we have to see what was going on at that timestamp.
If this man says bombastic side eye.
Bombastic side eye.
Oh!
Oh my,
my gosh.
Disgusting.
No.
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 No. No. Imagine
something stinks.
Don't give me that bombastic side eye. Oh my gosh.
What I hear stinks. There's just things I never want to encounter. If a man talks to me like this, I have to leave.
I would actually file a lawsuit. Don't give me that bombastic side eye.
I would spit out my rice.
Bombastic side eye. I never want to hear that again. I'm not going through any more of these. This is atrocious. Once again, there is a community out there for everybody. So just because I didn't enjoy this doesn't mean you can't. Hey, girl. You can get in your bag and on your little ASMR thing. That's okay. Me personally, I have a different taste. Hearing things like bombastic side eye and the whole 12-minute mommy video, I mean, I would take a different path. That's not my yellow brick road, but if it's yours, so be it.
I get every Oompa Loompa and Munchkin off that road.
I would simply have to get off.
Do what you gotta do.
Well, those were fun, exciting. Love getting to some boyfriend ASMR.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When it comes to my weird obsessions, I don't even want to call it weird because, you know, they're fascinating. They're interesting. They're intriguing. But when it comes to my my list of obsessions, I have a lot. Whenever I think about them, I'm always just like, how did this develop? Where did this start? Why is it still going? I have some from like as early as I can remember, probably like from the age of 5. And I have some that I have, you know, developed pretty recently. I would say one of my oldest ones is the idea of biting people. Is that an obsession, you would say?
Obsession habit. You like to bite. So yeah. I guess that's, yeah.
But I feel like when people hear that, they're just like, oh, like, why do you bite people? I'm like, it's kind of just part of like what I do. It's not even like in a weird, like sexual way. I just like to bite.
Watching you justify it is cute. It's cute.
Listen, I can justify it for myself, but I also went online because usually when I have these obsessions, I need somebody on the internet to validate me because people like Evelyn will not tell me that I'm normal. And I actually found this quote online. I don't even know if it's a quote, but they said it better than me, like most people online do. Encore, okay, on the topic of biting people, it says, it's a coping mechanism to deal with intense emotions, which I would agree. Most times when I bite people, it's not because I'm mad at them. I'm just like, ugh, I just appreciate you so much. Let me dig my teeth into you.
You put your little chompers on me every time you appreciate something I do.
No, it's endearing though. It's a sign of like true admiration. Like yeah. I genuinely do it in a way of like, this is a love bat, which I hate that term. One time I was at church, funny enough, all of my interesting and random events always happen in a church. And I don't know if I want to go into that. I don't. But I was sitting next to this girl. We were bonding, just talking. And I'm just like, her arm was out. And in my head, y'all, I'm just like, we were in a church. I was just like, wait, I'm in a church. Like, I'm getting so close. I had an urge. Okay. I just had an urge in my head. I was just like, what if I bit her? Her arm was out, y'all.
Oh my gosh.
Listen. I'm on the bench. I see the arm. My mind is going bite by bite. My heart is going, close your mouth. Of course, before I bite people that aren't my direct family members that I share my DNA with, I have to ask for permission. So I was like, I just asked. We're in a church.
Wow.
Thou shalt not judge. So,
how old are you?
Girl, this was like 2 months ago. How old? I was 21. Can you do something for me? Okay. Anyway, ask her. I was like, I invite you. And she's like, why did I know you were going to ask that? I was like, oh.
So she saw you staring hard at her arm.
Must have been.
Your molars must have been like digging back and forth.
Must have been. It was Odono,
actually. Oh my God.
But like, she knew. I was like, wait. I don't know if it was the way I was salivating while looking at that forearm. It's funny because usually in a church, it's like, can I pray for you? But I'm out here going, hey, can I give you a bite? Yeah. Let me just sink my teeth into it. But I asked for consent. I got a bite in. That kind of like put into perspective too. I was like, most times when I bite people, like it's not in like a weird vampire, let me eat your blood and let me taste you. No, 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 no. I just need to like sink my teeth into it. Sometimes when I'm sitting next to my sister, I will just bite her. And with her, I don't ask consent.
Nowhere.
Her rights don't matter. She has no rights, actually.
I'm watching a rom-com. I'm like, that's so, ouch. You're like, sometimes it's a hard bite.
But I go in the meaty areas, y'all. The meaty areas in case
the fact that she knows meaty areas.
They're meaty. I do my research. Hello. I've only bruised her maybe twice, I would say. But most times I don't leave a bruise.
For a pimp. Sorry.
I'm just saying, like, if I bite you, y'all, I say that like I'm going to go around biting my subscribers. Yeah, I promise I don't do that. For anybody listening, let's say in the future, you know, we get close and I give you a little quick chomp. Just know it's endearing. This is part of the friendship. Y'all, the next obsession that I wanted to talk to you guys about is what we actually were just listening to. Woo, so fun. Boyfriend ASMR.
It's so amazing. And I would play it again and again and again and again.
Hey y'all.
Listen, I'm sorry to interrupt today's episode, but I just need to talk about one more of my current obsessions. And don't worry, it's not weird like the ones that you may hear in today's episode. Anyway, I'm talking about my current obsession with Lumi Whole Body Deodorant, and trust me y'all, this deodorant is a lifesaver. Now, we've all had embarrassing BO moments. For me, it's less of a moment and more of a lifestyle because I'm always sweaty and nervous. But thankfully, I always got Lumi deodorant on me to help me out. Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to control odor in a new way and has incredible 72-hour protection from your pits to your feet and even your privates. And that is thanks to the OBGYN that actually created Lumi. Lumi starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, and two free products of your choice. And as a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off Lumi starter packs using code THIRSTYHOUR at lumideodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit lumideodorant.com and use the code THIRSTYHOUR. And also thank you Lumi for sponsoring today's episode.
I wish I could tell you what ASMR stands for, but I actually don't know. All I know is that it's good. Anyway, I went online, opened up Boyfriend ASMR, took a little listen, and Yeah, I think from the moment I it's crazy because in the video itself where I reacted to it for YouTube, I didn't like the suggestions I was given, except for I think like the very last one. After that last one, I was like, you know what? It's okay. Let me dig into it a little more. From that moment, I just felt like I was introduced to a different level of thinking. Like, it's just my world changed, my world's collided, and all of a sudden I am going to bed, but before I do so, I'm opening up my phone and I'm hitting boyfriend ASMR and I'm turning on my heated blanket and I'm turning the volume up and then I'm going to bed. Yeah. It's been a process.
This is news to me. Okay, girl.
I'm just saying, y'all, the thing about boyfriend ASMR is that like it's such a wide spectrum or like a wide variety. Like we listened to earlier on was like a mommy, a sub one, and like a weird tattoo bombastic side eye flavored one. And there's a community for those people. There's also like different types of them. I like one time I found an Irish ASMR. Like it was an Irish boyfriend. Yeah, thank Mark Zuckerberg for this. You could literally go on the internet, search up Irish, search up British, search up submissive, search up dominant, search up cuddly, search up flirty. You can literally make your own boyfriend. You can build him and have him speaking in your ear and go to bed to it.
You mean what if you get a partner? Are you still gonna continue this?
Not really sure how to feel about it.
That's a good question, actually, because there's this one guy I listened to on Reddit. He is so good. Like, no, don't make your face like that.
Sorry.
No, he, like, okay. I don't want to explain it. I don't want to give any details. His name starts with an A. No, but he's really good. Like, I usually look forward to my weekends. You know, I like to be in my bed. I literally don't do anything when I'm at home. But on Saturdays, that's when he drops a new audio. And I'm like, ooh, child. My day about to get a whole lot hotter. Grandmom is going to have something to listen to when she go to bed. When I first started listening to him, I was, like, so attracted to it. I thought, wow, like, I want somebody like this. I want somebody who makes audios. I wouldn't want to walk in on you moaning into a microphone. Mm-hmm. Why are you doing that into an object? Fair. Why aren't you doing that into my ear? Like, it's kind of different. And there's also, like, I don't know how deep y'all are into the ASMR universe, but there's, like, whimper audios. They have, like, ones where they're, like, rambling while they're DJing. I'm trying to come up with the words without being too inappropriate because I like to keep it PG. But they get really into it. And it almost makes you think, like, are you alone in your room and just doing this by yourself?
Imagine they just rent a space at the library.
Oh, not the public library.
Shh. Quiet.
And that kind of brings me back to, like, the boyfriend ASMR obsession. I think it's the idea of just like making up that own like persona in your head, which sounds so mentally ill, but like I get it. And the girls that get it. I eventually do plan on stopping. I think eventually I'll come to a point where, you know, it's getting a little old. I feel like if I ever were to be in a relationship, I don't know if that crosses boundaries of cheating. I hope it doesn't, because I feel like it'd take a lot for me to let go of. But I'll have some growth eventually.
Until then, I'm waiting.
Tune in on Saturdays, and I'm a stream on that Patreon. He's gonna get my monthly $10. Anyway, enough of the people that don't exist. I actually have an obsession that actually makes sense. He's actually real. He's tangible. He's not a 2D character. So everybody, give me applause. My biggest crush, and this is since the sandbox, since I was a little baby in the tummy. Well, not that early, but Bruno Mars. Actually, no, let me not even say Bruno Mars. Do y'all know his Govy? Do you know his real name? We're on a first name basis. Do you know Bruno Mars' real name?
I actually don't.
Y'all don't know? Ugh. What do y'all know about Peter Gene Hernandez?
His name's Peter.
It's Peter. Isn't that hot?
Bruno Mars is cool.
He changed. I think his dad called him Bruno as a kid because he resembled like a different character, or no, a different actor. He's Bruno.
We don't talk about Bruno, no, no, no.
Bruno. Okay.
Bruno. Silencio Bruno.
Silencio Bruno.
No, but y'all, Bruno Mars is my man. He's actually behind the cameras. Give me a thumbs up. Bruno. Sorry, y'all. Mind if I just say hi to Bruno? Thank you. Hey, Bruno.
That's so gross.
Oh, I sound so crazy right now. Anyways, my obsession began with him. Actually, with my sister, funny enough. A lot of these root with you. I think you're the root of all evil, actually.
Which one? Don't be putting me nowhere near that. Bruno Mars, yes. Because he was on my MP3 player all day, every day.
Yes. Okay? That's actually why. Growing up, our parents didn't really give us technology. Rekka had her little iPod, like the iPod Shuffle, the very old ones that were like maybe like an inch wide and an inch
length. Oh yeah, like the little runner ones.
The little ones, yeah. So because we didn't really have like access to music and stuff like that, she downloaded them on her iPod and, you know, she listened to them. And then on days when she would like me, I'd be like, Bex, can I listen to your iPod? Can I please listen to it? Can I listen to some music? Me, like, literally age of 10, not having listened to music before, she's like, fine, you can only use it for like 20 minutes.
That's so untrue.
That's so true.
That's not true.
You hogged. You gave.
I hogged my items. That's such a funny way to put it.
I was just a girl. Wow. I was just a baby. Anyway, y'all, when she would give me this iPod, most times I didn't really know how to use it. I'm just here to listen to some music. I'm here to get urban, get with the times. You know, I'm 10. I got to get with the kids. I remember the first song I listened to by Bruno Mars. I think it was either Nothing on You or Gorilla.
Gorilla is explicit for a 10-year-old.
It was on your iPod.
Let's say Nothing on You.
It had to be one of them. But anyway, that was what kind of kickstarted my my obsession with Bruno Mars. I think I was probably in like the fourth or fifth grade. It might have been Nothing on You at first, because that was like one of his bangers. And then, you know, Gorilla was it another came through. One too. After that, and this is typically the, I guess, the path I take when I like something, I just get really obsessed. Like, it goes a little past where it's supposed to be, but like, I do my research on them. I gather facts, I gather family details, and I just want to know more about them. And that's kind of where I started to look at Bruno Mars live, look at his live performances, and kind of see what he's all about. And y'all, I don't know if anybody here has seen Bruno Mars live or even seen the videos, but that man, ooh, that man is 5'4", but just carries such big,
I get what you're trying to say,
member yeah. energy. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he does it. I don't know what it is about him. I don't know if it's that Hawaiian, like, I don't know what it is. There is actually something so different about that man. I personally have never seen him like live in action. That is on our bucket list, Evelyn and I. We want to see it either this year or next year. I promise you, I will see him live, and that will be the day my life changes. But first of all, his voice live is so amazing. The way he carries himself, I would watch his interviews. His voice is like so smooth. He's so respectful. His eyes are so, oh, yeah, I need another cigarette. Bruno Mars is a different level. Like, when people say they're waiting for their Prince Charming, oh girl, you wait for yours. I waited for my 5'4" Bruno Mars. Also, when he had his little Silk Sonic moment with Anderson .Paak, that was like another catalyst event for me. That really kickstarted another era, because the 70s vibe, the way he would move across the stage. Like, have y'all seen Love's Train, like the music video for that? Girl. Okay, go to YouTube and search up Love's Train, Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak live, and skip to 4 minutes and 14 seconds. I promise you, your pants will fall off. They will disintegrate. They will just melt into thin air. You're gonna be like, where did my pants go? And I'll be like, girl, like, I told you.
It's the Bruno effect.
It's the Bruno.
When Bruno came on, a little yelp came from my throat. I was like, who's that?
Yes.
What was that? I get it. I get it.
I've never yelled at a screen before. I keep my composure.
No, you do not when it comes to Bruno Mars.
Oh, but when? Oh, yeah.
My ears, bro. Out of nowhere. I was like, what happened? Did you break yourself?
We were watching a music video, and like, I don't know what it is. He just started moving his hips, which, oh my gosh, yeah. Look at the way his hips move. Sorry, Bruno. I hope he's not listening to this. But like, the way he moves is so smooth. Like, it's so sexy.
Girl,
it's
you
so
can go on for another.
Sorry, I know. And like, okay, last thing, y'all. I should do a Bruno Mars episode, but like, even the songs he makes, like Versace on the Floor, Gorilla, Treasure, like Locked Out of Heaven, the amount of passion he sings with, and like, the way his songs are always just about like pleasuring and love, and like, they're so intimate. I just know he lets you finish first. Feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. And yeah, that came out when I was in grade 4. I remember being like the portables. I was in a French class, and I'm like, today I don't feel like doing. And the part when he says, meet a really nice girl. That's a really nice sex.
You were literally in the fourth grade. What
like
did 10. You know?
I'm like, I'm the nice girl. I'm gonna
have Wait, what would you mean?
The gap is not that big. He's born October 8th, 1985. I'm 21. He's like 38. We're in the same. I'm sorry. I just, y'all, he is
Oh, if I ever met him. You're 21, bro. You're so lucky you're 21.
Hello, that's not even that big of a gap, y'all. Yeah, I guess. But I'm just saying, like, ugh, I could talk about him for way too long, which I know y'all did not come here to hear me yap about Bruno Mars. Y'all, out of all of those obsessions, that one's got to be my most, my strongest.
Yeah, we know, girl.
We know. I have some mild ones, though. When I first named them, y'all are probably going to be like, okay, like, girl, check into a psychiatric hospital. Somebody detain her. No, I have some normal ones, some good ones. I have, like, a really big thing for gum.
Normal. Oh, the gum. It's normal, but it's also, like, you, like, were fully a Grove sister every time, like, our dad got home. No high, just hand out for gum. I think your first word was,
yeah,
dad, gum?
Gum. Like, the minute I was able to chew gum, I never stopped. I remember even, like, my sister would come home. I'm like, girl, hand is out. Eyes are open. Hand over that gum. When it's, like, exam season, during birthdays, during Christmas, my sister will just get me bags and bags of gum.
It's not normal.
Yeah, I could gobble down some gum and some Bruno Mars. Now it is time to play a little fun game moment, and we're gonna do Deb's Diary. But for this one, Evelyn over here, who is gonna be reading some of TLC's Strange Addictions, and we, the thirsty community, are gonna rank them together. All right, y'all, let's get into it.
All right, so the first episode we have here is Eats Detergent. Most college students listen to music or hang out with friends to deal with stress. But Tempest eats detergent up to 7 times a day. Not to mention the soap she eats in the shower.
Oh, in the shower too?
In the shower.
I mean, maybe her breath stank?
I don't know. Eats detergent? Is that even healthy?
Is it tasty though?
No!
I mean, aren't you wondering
what about what about the minerals?
The chemicals, the minerals, is it safe? I don't know. It sounds like she's marinating her food with it if it's that good.
I can't imagine using these communal showers in college. And I go in the shower and I see a bitten up bar soap.
With like bite marks in it.
Tempest, just, you, get over here.
Tempest, what not are you again. Doing? Put that soap down, Tempest. I would have to see how it would taste.
You're going to try this, aren't you?
No, I'm not trying to be like, I'm into it. It's a curiosity try. A curiosity bite. Right?
You and them chompers, bro. Oh my God.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you eat it that much, it has to arouse your taste buds in some way. So I'm
just like soap flavors she's into.
No, I'm not into no flavor. I'm open to the idea. I just want to know what it tastes like. Like, I feel like I'm a little curious to see what the flavor is. I'd give it a try.
I knew it.
A curiosity try, though.
I caught you. Bex,
it's not like I want to do it. It's a curiosity.
You're just like Tempest.
You're just like Tempest. Damn it. Get over here. No, I would give it like a curiosity bite. If it tastes good, it's good. If it's bad, then, you know, it's bad.
I'd probably look at this and be like, okay, I'll give you a little munch.
Thank you. That's our thing. A little munch. A little nibble. Yes, I'll put it there. A little nibble.
Honestly, sometimes them people, they market soap well. Mm-hmm. The chocolate flavor, what does that taste like? Chocolate
I mint? Know. I'm curious.
Okay, Tempers.
Don't call me Tempers. That's something we're not going to do, actually. Just don't call me that.
All right, so the next episode is Love Rocks. It sounds harmless, but rock collecting endangers Belinda's life. I'm doing this so dramatic.
You are. Can we talk about the way she read it? Like the first one? Tempers, a college student who eat. Like, you're doing a lot.
I can't help it.
I like it.
Okay. When she's out rocking, she falls into a trance-like state, losing her sense of time and throwing caution to the wind. She'll trek through the treacherous terrain and wander through dangerous neighborhoods, all to find the perfect rock.
I'm confused. She collects rocks?
Yeah, she collects rocks, but when she does it, she goes into a trance-like state. She's so enthralled at collecting rocks.
She turned on? Is she horny? Or? Oh.
Yeah, she just really likes it.
Okay, euphoria.
Something in her brain lights up.
It's a good rock. Get it. The rock is so...
Makes her shimmy a little bit. I love the rock.
So much texture on this big rock. At least it's not a harmful substance. I want to say it.
Like, that's
it,
fair.
It could be worse. She could be doing a lot worse than getting a high off of some rock collecting. So if that's what gets her knickers in a twist.
If I'm home and I'm like, well, where's Belinda? 4 days goes by. I'm like, where is Belinda? She comes home with a rock.
Sorry. Just had to get my hands on the rock. I would want her to explain what she gets from this. Like, why are you addicted to this?
Yeah.
You know? I would have a little sit-down chat. I'm not going to give it a try because I don't think I can get on that level, but...
My eyes are squinting.
Squinting a little. I want to, like, hear her out a little. I would hear her out.
Everyone has her thing, I guess.
Right? Everybody has their little obsession.
The next episode is Addicted to My Breasts.
Wait, what?
I said it.
Addicted to My Breasts?
Okay. Having spent $250,000 on 22 breast enhancement surgeries, Shayla Hershey needs help overcoming the addiction that has left her with 38K.
Wow.
38 triple K size chest and a life-threatening infection?
What?
Sorry. She spent a lot of money on breast enhancement. Let me tell you, with my back pain, she needs to go somewhere. She needs to go to a facility.
Oh,
go into that room, ask them to lock that door.
Oh, lock her up and throw away the key. She is addicted to getting her breasts so big to the point where she's developed an infection. So at this point, it's endangering your life, but you want some anime titties? For real? Like, I don't know where that could have, like, developed from. I don't know how or where that started, but
triple K, bro?
Triple K is big. Like, you're walking around.
Girl. She's walking around at a 90 degree angle.
Yes.
That is big.
Is that not weighing you down? Like, if you've gone through that many surgeries, retire them titties. Please. I ran into her. I'm not sitting down with her to hear her out. I'm taking grabbing her by an arm or grab her by the tit and throw her in jail. And I'm locking that door and I'm throwing away that key. Girl, stop doing that. Like, girl, imagine she has kids too. Like, imagine losing your mom via big titty. Like, at that point, oh, we need to help her. That sounds sad almost. I'm actually almost sad for her.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. I can't hear her out.
I can't understand that. Well, she's trying to overcome it, so she knows. Oh, man. Okay, this next one is shower drain hair collector. I'm going to read this, but before I even do, I am judging and I'm throwing away the key. Come here. Come here, little boy. Evan enjoys pulling hair from shower drains. In social situations, he heads straight to the bathroom and compulsively pulls hair out of the homeowner's shower drain. The ritual relieves his anxiety, but the addiction leaves him feeling ashamed. Oh, now I feel bad.
I mean, cleaning the hair out of drains is a task that I don't like being assigned to. Like, when it's time to clean the bathroom, that's always going to be somebody's job, especially if you're on cleaning the bathroom duty compared to doing the dishes or, you know, doing laundry. When I was assigned to clean that bathroom and I had to clean the drain, yuck. So me personally, if I had somebody who was addicted to it, go on, get your anxiety fixed and go clean it out.
My wheels are turning. I'm like, there has to be something to switch up this anxiety.
But it helps.
Pulling it? You pull nasty clumps of hair.
It's kind of satisfying, though.
To who?
No, I'm just saying, like, if you pull it out, it's like so gross that it's like, ugh, finally, it's out. Like, you know what I mean?
I heard that grunt, too.
No, like, sometimes mom will pull it out and be like, she'll show me. She's like, that's what's in there. And it's just like, it's like you're just taking the dirtiness and you're like, it's out now. Like,
you understand this man a bit too much.
No, like, okay, it's not like, I don't need to do it, but it's like, it's satisfying. Like, it's like, okay, it's out. Like, oh. Am I speaking too much? I'm just saying, like, in a way, it is satisfying. It's kind of like when you do your hair and you, like, clean up all the hairs after.
That's one thing, but to pull it from the drain, my guy.
Fair.
I'm personally going to find him a room in the facility. I don't care.
He's cleaning the drain. Would you rather do it or do you want somebody who likes to do it? I see him. I kind of see his perspective.
But to go to people, homeowners, like people you don't know.
Okay, yeah, doing it in those, what was it, a social situation? Like, yeah. He just does it, just cleans. Like, if imagine you're like, hey, like, my sink is broken. Can you guys send someone to fix it over? You get a random stranger at your door.
He'd be such a happy plumber.
You hop in, you're like, oh, like, how's it going? You see him. He's like cleaning the drain. I would be a little shocked, but better him than me. Somebody's got to clean the drain. It's going to clog up and then the water's going to rise in the sink. And then now you got dirty water.
That's a point. That's actually a point.
And it's satisfying. Once you pull it, once the water goes through, it's like, ugh, like it's out.
In his own house, I understand.
Maybe in his own home, but not in mine.
So no, not in mine.
It's a no for me. For me, it's a, I see you and I stand with you.
I'm throwing away the key and you're...
I see where it's coming from.
So you would do it? Okay. There we are.
You'd do it. It wouldn't reduce my anxiety, but it's satisfying. Okay. I wouldn't do it to a stranger's pipe, though. That's weird.
Good for you. All right. Okay, this last one is shoe fanatic. Okay, so Rebecca worries about her shoes when they are away from her. She believes all of her 200 plus pairs have feelings. She calls them her babies. Oh. The rush she gets from shopping and the comfort the shoes have given her since she was a little girl have been a habit more than just a fashion accessory.
So I heard the feelings for shoes.
They have feelings.
Are we?
And they're her babies. You like buying shoes, though.
Okay, but I'm not personifying shoes. I'm not giving them characteristic. Hey, little Johnny, sorry mommy didn't wear you today. She'll wear you tomorrow. There is a line there. I'm not giving them personality traits and little characteristics. I like shoes. Do I need to lock you up? Do I need to throw away the key and your credit card? Because why you got so many shoes? But also, like, half of me is like, how did this start?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, she's a compulsive buyer and now... Now, shoes have feelings.
Imagine, like, you just go to her house and she's talking to her shoes.
Imagine, hey there, little guy. Sorry about today. Imagine you're on the phone and, like, she's like, oh, stop that, Jason. Who's Jason? Oh, that's my Converse shoe over there. My Converse is such a bad boy. That is scary. That could be a scary movie.
Run! Run for your lives!
Attaching feelings to pairs of shoes is where you actually just lost me. And I can't say it's something I'm willing to try, not now and not after 10 shots of vodka, so I'd have to lock you up because I'm very, very concerned.
This next one is not a TLC trend, as far as I know, but it's a trend on TikTok.
The kids are doing it. What is it?
You're doing it too, baby.
Oh!
Okay. So it's all about eating cornstarch.
Oh! Cornstarch?
And today... You're going to eat some.
Oh, I'm supposed to eat this.
Put it in your mouth.
Can we do it together?
No, I'm off camera for a reason.
Cornstarch. This is what the kids are doing. We're eating cornstarch. Y'all, go study for an exam. Why y'all eating cornstarch? Quick little fact check. Cornstarch is used to thicken soups, and it's made from the endosperm of a kernel, I believe. I still can't get a good reading on what this will taste like, but... If it's used to thicken up soups, maybe it'll thicken up something else. It'll thicken me up. Just a little. You sure you don't want to try, Evelyn?
I'm good, man. My fatty is good today.
Oh, Evelyn's got a dump truck. She don't need to be thickened.
Why are we talking about my assets? Yeah, go for it.
Look,
go
this bigger, is go home. Gargantuan.
What? Wow.
This is big, but I don't want to have that big of a piece of it. Oh, this is a good one. She's thick. Okay, this is... A piece of cornstarch? It's a little powdery. I don't like that. It's so powdery.
Wow. A lot's going on.
Hey, I don't like that. Oh, I don't like that.
I'm sorry. I should help you out, but this is funny to watch.
It can't even spit it out. It's so thick. It's like... It's layers.
Have some water.
I didn't like that.
And now you have starch all over your lippies.
That, y'all, I don't know if y'all are into that, but the minute you put a piece of that in your mouth, it's almost like your saliva just attaches to it. And I tried to spit it out as soon as I put it in my mouth. Like, everything was just gooped to the... Like, it felt like there was, like, clay inside my mouth.
If it doesn't have a taste, I get it.
That's the thing too. It doesn't have it's not spicy or sweet. It kind of tastes like nothing, but it's the texture that really just irritated me. What was that? If you guys have tried this, let me know if you like it. If y'all see me in the next couple months and I got a dump truck and I'm super thick, you know what made me thick. It was that starch. For now, I don't think I could get into this. I'm so sorry. Well, that tasted delicious, and I hope it was delicious for you guys to watch. And if y'all are into that starch business, let me know if that's your thing. And even if one of the TLC weird obsessions that we read, if that's your thing as well, feel free to comment them down below. Thank you guys so much for listening and watching this lovely episode of The Thirsty Hour. Thank you, Evelyn, for being such a great host on the side. And I hope you guys stay thirsty. Bye.